Chapter 8. The Colonies Under Charles II. 65. The Puritans and the Colonists, 1649-60. In 1649, Charles I was executed, and for 11 years the Puritans were supreme in England. During this time, the New England colonists governed themselves, and paid little heed to the wishes and orders of the England's rulers. After some hesitation, the Virginians accepted the authority of Cromwell and the Puritans. In return, they were allowed to govern themselves. In Maryland, the Puritans overturned Baltimore's governor and ruled the province for some years. 66. Colonial Policy of Charles II. In 1660, Charles II became King of England, or was restored to the throne, as people said at the time. Almost at once, there was a great revival of interest in colonization, and the new government interfered vigorously in colonial affairs. In 1651, the Puritans had begun the system of giving the English trade only to English merchants and shipowners. This system was now extended, and the more important colonial products could only be carried to English ports. 67. Attacks on Massachusetts. The new government was especially displeased by the independent spirit shown by Massachusetts. Only good Puritans could vote in that colony, and members of the Church of England could not even worship as they wished. The Massachusetts people paid no heed whatever to the navigation laws and asserted that acts of Parliament had no force in the colony. It chanced that at this time Massachusetts had placed herself clearly in the wrong by hanging 4 persons for no other reason than that they were Quakers. The English government thought that now the time had come to assert its power. It ordered the Massachusetts rulers to send other Quakers to England for trial. But when this order reached Massachusetts, there were no Quakers in prison awaiting trial, and none were ever sent to England. 68. Connecticut and Rhode Island. While the English government was attacking Massachusetts, it was giving liberal charters to Connecticut and Rhode Island. Indeed, these charters were so liberal that they remained the constitutions of the states of Connecticut and Rhode Island until long after the American Revolution. The Connecticut Charter included New Haven within the limits of the larger colony, and thus put an end to the separate existence of New Haven.